We're on Chaf Amud Beis. We finished kind of up to the two dots. We're not up to the Mishnah yet. We're up to the two dots, which say Dorish Rav Avira. But just to recap what we were discussing last time, we were discussing the idea about women. Do they have an obligation to bench Midiraisa? And the Gemara didn't really come up with an answer if it's Duraisa or Rabbanim. We saw in Halacha that apparently many of the poskim are the opinion that they boy the lifshita. There was no answer to this question, which means it's a suffix Duraisa, suffix to Rabbanim. And one of the questions that we asked, which we didn't have time to finish with, but we spoke a little bit about what about in the event that she is unsure if she benched. Or let's say she's not sure if she said Ritzeh in benching on Shabbos.
So we're dealing with the Sveik-Sveika.
Right. So the question is a Sveik-Sveika? So we concluded by saying maybe it's not a Sveik-Sveika. So I want to begin, which is really the conclusion of this little piece, by sharing with you the following words. It's brought down in the Shabbos and Tshuva Sigal Yaakov. He says, Isha, she's in doubt. Even Skira Shabbos Beberchas Hamazon, Im Sri Chalachsor, does she have to bench? I don't remember. Shabbos, did I say or say? I'm not sure. Vikosev Shom, he writes, Shemikivan, Sheetzim Chieva Isha, Beberchas Hamazon, Minotaur, who suffix the Gemara, because the whole question the Gemara asks, is she obligated to bench, Dirais and Rabbanon? So there's a suffix in there, embedded in women in general. Vikachos of Harabam, the Shulchan Aruch, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, we didn't see the Rabbam. Im Kain, Havile Sveik Sveika Lahakel. So he brings down a halacha. That in the event that a woman would not be sure if she benched, so it's a Sveik Sveika. So therefore she does not have to bench according to this.
Why is there something if she has to bench? I forgot already.
She's not sure if I bench.
It's a Sveik. First Sveik is if it's the Rais of the Rabbah.
So Sveik the Rabbah.
The second Sveik.
Sveik what is right, actually?
If her benching is the Rais of the Rabbah.
Why should that be Sveik?
We don't know. The Gemara didn't answer it. But the Gemara, that's what the Gemara, we went through the Gemara. that
you were somewhere away that day.
It was a machlokas and a Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not, the reason why is possibly because it's connected to the land. Women did not have Yerusha.
Women can't on land, and no slumber was an Indian reverted back.
And Tosfos talked about Bris and Tova. So, but nonetheless, the Gemara asks, are they obligated to rise to the Rabbah?
We don't know.
So no.
And then there's a suffix that did she bend? Did she say it? Say or she didn't say? So there's two sveikas.
Right. Because generally, if I'm not sure, I don't remember if I said a shakol.
Right.
So something brachos lahakel, something the rabbanon lahakel, you don't do it again.
Right.
Because we're not sure.
If it's the right, so if it's something that said shema, then for sure you.
That's different, right? Suffix, if I said I forgot if I benched. So it's a suffix deraisa is l'chomra. So I have to bench again. Because I'm not sure, but it's a deraisa I have to bench. But it's possible, so the sveik sveik is this. Maybe, the first suffix is maybe her benching is only derabanan. And therefore, in the case of a suffix, she shouldn't have to bench. Right? So therefore, that's how they say it is a sveik sveika. Now,
let me ask you a question then. So, even though it's a little off the track, but it's an inya. Sfiras Omer. It's the Oraisa, right? Sfarat Lachem, right?
Not necessarily Bizman Hazeh.
Why not? Because there's no Karbana?
Yeah. Most unfortunately, of the opinion of Sfiras Omer, Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbana. Yeah.
Based on what?
Because it's connected to the Karbanos. Sfiras Omer, Omer is with an Ayin, not with an Aleph. Sfiras Omer is connected to the to the second day in which we brought a karma. That was the day that we start counting the Omer.
Yom
HaViyachem is Omer HaTnufa.
We have the whole Indian of Tefillah is it the Rice of the Rabbanan, right?
Maybe we'll get to that today.
Well, Tefillah replaces the Avodas and the Beis HaMikdash.
Correct.
So, and that was tied to Karbanos and everything else like that.
Right.
So that should be the same type of thing. If that's that, and this is things equal to the same thing, we equal to each other, if I remember my math. So, why should that be any more different than Omer? The same thing.
But So shachris and mincha is instead of the tamid offering. We don't have anything which is instead of the omer offering. We don't. We don't have it. So we're lacking. And in fact, that's how some people explain that. Some people say that the whole page afterwards, after the thing. But some people at least say the first sentence, which is harachman hu yatzalonu, is beis hamikdash meher. Why do we mention about the beis hamikdash? Because we're lacking in the mitzvah of the sphira, according to many people, that it's not being done. It's certainly not being done in the proper way, because the proper way is with the beis hamikdash. We're counting for Shavuos, we're going to bring more korbanos. Pesach is miyoyim haviyachem es oimer hatenufa, which is not something which we're able to do because we don't have a base of mikdash to do it. So anyway, so he interprets this as a sfeik. And the question
what
is,
what do you say after the Yom? You know, in Israel they don't say any of that.
They don't say any of those things at all.
Oh.
They just count the Yomer and finished.
Yeah,
you're
right
in the Okay. Could be a nice minhag. Save 2 minutes. But that's the different minhag. I mean, some people just say the harachamon, some people do more, but you know.
Well, if you want to hold this way, so we can say in Musaf, every Shabbos, we say basically the same thing. We ask for Hashem, the goodness back there is Israel.
Yeah.
To meet them, consider himself in Kochasa. So
true.
We, you know, I mean, again, I don't want to be, it won't mind a question, I don't know, but I'm just saying, if you want to hold on things on the same level, we ask the same thing in our davening, so why
True.
Is this any different? We ask to bring us back to Karbanos, so
True.
If you say this, you can say that. I mean,
at least you have the Tefilas Musaf, which is instead of the Karban Musaf, which is of course not on the same level as the Karban.
Well, same thing, Sfiras Omer, instead of bringing the Omer in the Sfartel Lechem.
They did both. Sfiras Omer, the counting of the Omer, they did in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, and they also brought Karbanos.
Fine, so that's what I'm saying. So
one
that
aspect.
We're very loud. Okay, Mr. Bracha, so you say the Bracha the next day. Maybe you should have.
Oh, so what were your questions? You're talking about suffix.
Yeah, it's a suffix, you know, so why should, you know, maybe you should have to say, should not get away with, because you forgot one night not to say with the Bracha.
Oh, you're right. Because, in fact, it's brought down in the Halacha that, first of all, you know, we know that there's the Halacha we count at night.
Right.
So if you didn't count at night, you count the next day. So Shaila's, why are you allowed to count the next day? Why are you allowed to count
because
the next day?
Because it's so important that we don't forget
but
it.
But if it's, if so the question is, if you can't, let me frame it properly. If you can count the next day, then why can't you count the next day without a bracha? Why don't you count a bracha? It's because the whole Indian is really to count at night. Some actually are the opinion that counting through the day doesn't count at all. It's worthless. You have to count at night. If you didn't count that night, the next day you blew it. You lost your chance. We paskin that you can count during the day, and the next night, without a bracha, the next night you can count with a bracha. Why? Sfeika. Because it's a suffix whether you can. Some say that you are Yotzi by counting that next day. And even if you're not Yotzi by counting the next day, there are those that say that the counting of the Omer is not Tali Zemazet, that they're not all 49. In one cluster,
so
but they're separate
you,
mitzvot.
So then if you say that, so then why, if you miss the day, shouldn't you say with a bracha?
Oh,
because they're not the same thing, they're not totally zebizet, and svarti lachem chamishin yom,
because then you only have one suffix. The suffix of...
Let's see, not sure if you said
one.
It. Then you got a sfeik.
In that case, some people say you should do it.
You should do it with a bracha.
Yeah. There are those that say in the case of in that suffix, maybe you should say, hear from someone else. But there's really a lot of, they bring down that case. It's fake. That's you allowed to count.
Say with the bracha.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. If you are not sure, if you really are not sure if you counted, then there's the idea of a fake.
Okay.
But I mean, I have to learn the halakha a little bit better. But
these are completely different fakers. One's what you forgot, you don't remember. But then is the suffix whether it's with rice or butter. This is a completely different suffix, huh?
I understand. Kosev minchas chinuch hilchach enu sricha lachzor. They would not have to count. They would not have to, going back to Berachas Hamazon, they wouldn't have to bench him because it's a sveik sveika. We mentioned the last time v'lo shayach sveik sveika k'muvin b'kama tamim. So other people said it's not a sveik sveika. So I heard 17 years ago from my Rebbe in 1991, we're learning Suvos. What is the reason why? Why does Sfeik Sfeika work? Why does Sfeik Sfeika work? So there's a couple reasons. I can only remember my Rosh Hashivas and another reason. The idea is Sfeik Deraisa L'chumra, right? So it's a Sfeik, I'm not sure, but it's a Deraisa L'chumra, we go strict. That halacha is a rabbinic halacha. That's not a Deraisa halacha. Sfeik Deraisa L'chumra is...
The rabbi said it.
The rabbi said it.
So there's your first chain in the arm.
So that's the reason why a Sfeik Sfeika, if you have a Sfeik on that Sfeik, that second Sfeik is already now considered to be Derabanan, and therefore Sfeik Derabanan Kula. That's how, why Sfeik Sfeika works. The first Sfeik is Sfeik Deraisa, it's a Torah thing, Sfeik Deraisa Chumra. But that whole concept is Derabanan, because Derabanan that instituted that in a case of doubt of a Torah law, you have to, you should do it again. So the Sfeik Sfeika, so that second Sfeik is only based on a Derabanan, Sfeik Derabanan Kula. That's why Sfeik Sfeika, that's how it works. That's one idea, which means that Sfeik Sfeika, that's one idea of Sfeik Sfeika. Our Rosh Hashiva explains that a Sfeik Sfeika is speculation. That the Torah will not require you to have to speculate. That's what he says. When it comes to a Sfeik, okay, Sfeik Deraisa L'chumra. But when it comes to a Sfeik Sfeika, that's already too, to this, and if it's not this, then it's maybe this. That's too much already. That's how our Rosh Hashiva explains the Indian of Sfeik Sfeika, that it's speculation. So, with that said, in the event of Sfeik Sfeika, that is because that it's
derisive. Speculation, is it deriso or derabana? That's the first speculation.
That's one speculation. Right.
So then the second speculation, that she forgot it.
Right, so maybe that would, constitute as a Sfeik Sfeika.
Sfeik on the rabana, and if it's derabana. If you're going to hold it, since it's a Sfeik, if it's deriso, and we say could be the Rabbana, and then it's the same thing, the Rabbana, and then you're free.
Right,
so that's like two negatives equal a positive. You don't have to do it.
So anyway, that's a little bit of what we were talking about last time. Let's move on. Darish Rav Aviv. So, but it's certainly worthwhile to, you can certainly spend a lot of time just learning more about that, which we did a lot. Darish Rav Aviv. Zimnin Armula Mishmed Rav Ami. Sometimes it was said in the name of Ami. Zimnin Armula Mishmed Rav Asi. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi are often connected to one another. And in fact, if you go to their kever in Eretz Yisrael, they are like an L. I think I told you this once. Rav Ami is like this, Rav Asi is like this. Their degree of touching. I think it's next to the Rambam, I think. Next time you go there, see if this is true. Because I was mesmerized by that. But Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they were contemporaries of one another. So Amru Malchei Asharis Lechnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Malchei Asharis said to Hashem, Ribonishol, Kasu B'Sarasach, it's written in your Torah, Shalo Yisa Ponim Lo Yikach Shaychat. So you don't show your face toward one person over the other, you don't take bribes, you're equal to every single person, you don't show favoritism. I will Atta Nois Ponim Lo Yisrael. Is that true? You show favoritism to the Klal Yisrael. Where do we find that Hashem shows favoritism? Dechsev, as it says in Duchening, it says in the Pasuk, there you go, Chapam Beis, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, right, that Hashem shows His face toward us, His gracious toward us. So the Malchus Shores were bothered by this. It's not fair.
What?
Wrong.
You know what? Don't we show favoritism?
That Hashem shows favoritism to us.
Asher bachar ba'am yikolo amin. So why don't you go there? Why do you have to go to this other thing?
Why? It's not right. Like, why should we?
Because he went to everybody and he said, and we don't want to say nasa v'nishma. Everybody said, well, you know, I understand the Torah.
But you have a pasuk, Lo'isa panam.
Right.
So what do you do with that pasuk? Lo'isa panam.
Yeah, because so very simple. Then he went to all the other Amav, he came to us last. He went to everybody else and they turned them down.
But it still says all Yisrael Panim.
No, after they turned, they didn't want it.
The Pasuk is not brought, it's brought down in Devarim Perek Yud. So it's already after Kabbalah Satorah.
Right.
And yet the Pasuk still says that Shel Yisrael Panim. V'yikach Shaychad HaShem doesn't show any favoritism, doesn't take bribes, there's nothing that we would do that Hashem would look more favorable toward us than anyone else. So the question is, so it sounds like a contradiction. Here you're saying, well, this is what the Malchi Asharis right. says. They have a kasha on the Malchi Asharis. So this is how Hashem responds to them. We're right before the Mishnah. So he says, okay, you're right. Amar lehem b'chilu es haponim Yisrael, but what do you expect from me? What choice do I have but to show favoritism toward the Bnei Yisrael? After all, shekasavti lehem b'torah. Torah says that when it comes to them eating, v'yachalta v'savata v'yachalta v'shem l'kecha, all they need to do on one level is to bench. Big deal. But the only time that they're chayav to bench is if v'yachalta v'savata. They have to really be satiated, be full, satisfied. And then uvarachta v'shem l'kecha. V'hei medakta kimal atzmon ad kazayis v'ad kibayim. These people are so particular that they would eat even a small amount, like the size of that, and they would still bench. And Rav Kalman, who was my 10th grade Rebbe, which is about 20 years ago in Baltimore, said, based on this sugya, about, he said, you know, people, even 20 years ago, any excuse not to bench, the Zonos rolls, this, but yet you see, the one way, and we'll discuss why this is the case in a few, we'll give three answers, that this particular way of making sure that we're particular to bench all the time, even if it's just a minimal amount, that is something in which will tip the scales and Hashem will show favoritism toward us, which is an amazing idea. Again, the question is why benching?
Exactly, I was going to say, everything else, lulav, sukkah, right. Anything of all these things that we, tzitzis, anything that we do is you know, out of the, whatever, I'm like, crazy, you know?
Right.
But tzitzis?
Right.
But that's not something you survive on. You eat. You have to eat. That's something you do all the time.
Right. That's true. And right, so that's a good answer. But we're going to see that one of the answers is very similar to that. Let's just look at this last Rashi over here. Ad Kazayas Ad Kabeya. Ad Kazayas Rameya, Ad Kabeya Rabbi Huda. The reason why he brings down these two shiurim is because there's going to be a machlokas later on.
What's the
shear? What the shear is of the minimal amount of eating in order to have to bench the Tanan. We go into the Mishnah, Kama, Mezamdin, Rameir, Oimer, Ad Kazayas, Behuda, Oimer, Ad Kabeya. Okay. So again, the question is, what's going on over here? Why is this the ticket for Hashem to show favoritism toward us? So there's three explanations that I saw. I'd like to share them very briefly, and we'll move on to the next Mishnah. Brought down in the Sefer called Kol Simcha, it says that she'alidei b'nei Yisrael, she'b'nei Yisrael mevarachim es Hashem Yisbarach, that when we bench to Hashem, we bless Hashem, gam al ma'at shenosin lehem, even the smallest amount. Now the question is, why did we only bench on a small amount? Probably because that's all we had. Which means Hashem didn't give us a lot. We don't have a lot. We're poor. We're lacking. Nonetheless, we're still appreciative of even the smallest things that God gave us. That even though it's a small amount that God gave us, we consider it as though it's a tremendous gift. And that gives Hashem a tremendous sense that we appreciate for all the things that we have. So, again, it's not that I'm just not in the mood to eat today. I'm only eating because I have a command. It means I'm lacking a tremendous amount, but yet I'm still satisfied. I'm able to eat a small amount and say, all right, this is good. I'm happy. In which way?
We got something and it tasted whatever we want, even though it tastes like honey or whatever, but
right.
It was supposed to be able to taste like whatever we wanted it to taste, whatever we imagined it, okay, it's going to taste like that. And it wasn't a big amount, and it was bland, and it was the same thing day after day.
Right.
Yet we thank God for that, kept us going for 40 years in the desert, basically.
So you're looking at the man in a positive way.
Right.
Because we also complained about the man, we said.
But is that all there is?
Right. But that's the idea, is to appreciate even the smallest things.
Right.
And that's what Hashem saw. So it could be, but derech mashal, it doesn't necessarily mean, according to this pshat, that it's talking about benching per se. But it's talking about appreciating the small things in life. And if we appreciate the small gifts and we don't demand or expect more, the Yeshli Rav, Yeshli Kol attitude of the Demetrian Yaakonesov, then that's what Hashem appreciates. Hashem sees that we appreciate all the gifts that He gives us.
Makar Tov.
Second explanation is brought down by the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer asks a question. He says like this, that the halacha is that if a person eats to the point that they're satisfied, even if they ate less than a kazayas, he says, Gam kin chayim b'berachas samozon. The chiv of berachas samozon, yes, we brought down kazayas or kabeya, but the pasuk also says, v'yachalta the savat, right? So eat and be satisfied. So what if you're someone that just eats like a bird, but you're satisfied by what you eat? You feel full. I feel full. And you didn't eat a lot. So such a person, the Chassam Sofer says, is chayiv to bench. So then he says like this. It's interesting, the Lashon of the Gemara. You have a problem with the Lashon of the Gemara, because the Gemara says that the Bnei Yisrael were machmir on themselves not to bench unless they ate a kazayas. The question is, why not? If, in fact, eating less than a kazayas is enough to bench, so it sounds like we're gluttonous, that even though we're satiated, we still are going to eat. So how is this really such a great thing? So he says like this. Chassam Sofer explains that in the event that we ate, right, and let's say, even though it's true, the halacha says that you ate a small amount, less than a kazayas, that you're still chayav in berachas hamazon, there's still some chashash that I ate so little that maybe I'm really not satisfied. Really, I didn't eat enough. And what's the problem? If I eat a tiny piece of bread, I'm not allowed to bench. You're not allowed to bench. And therefore, at a certain point, if you ate less than the kazayas, there's a chashash of lusisa, that you're going to be saying Hashem's name for no reason. You're saying brachu matala, brach shen sricha. So therefore, this is how the Chassam Sofer reads this. That we were makbid upon ourselves to eat a kazayas, even though let's say we ate less than a kazayas and we're full, like I'm full, I started eating, I was already pretty full. I washed, had bread, I'm full. I do not want to eat anymore. We were so particular that we would make sure to eat the rest to make sure that we finished the kazayas so that we would not enter into the potential chash of saying Hashem's name, which is not necessary. So that's how the Chassam Sofer says it, interestingly enough. Again, the achalat of the samata means you can bench even less than the kazayas. But it's still, since it's less than a kazayas, maybe I'm still, I didn't really eat enough to be satiated. So I am full. But the question is, I'm not sure if maybe my bracha is a bracha shen sricha, maybe I shouldn't be benching. Yeah, so they made sure to eat more.
It's a
suffik deraisa. Right. But that's the chumrah that they took upon themselves.
So in other words,
that would sound right. But nonetheless, they still wanted to remove themselves from that suffik. They didn't want to accept a suffik. You can remove yourself from the suffik, remove yourself from the suffik. So this is the lashon. He says that afilu shoyu kasha lahem, even if it was difficult for them, shehari kfar sova b'pachos, they were already satisfied and full, eating less than the kazayas. Nonetheless, they still ate more in order kadesh shalichnas l'safek. We'll see the berachas amazon. So it shows it wasn't just that they benched, but it shows their sensitivity in saying Hashem's name for no reason. So since we showed such care and concern, Hashem in turn will show more care and concern to us as well. And the last pshat I'm going to share with you was brought down in the Sefer Sharbas Rabim, Rav Chaim Mivolajan. It's an interesting lashon. If you look in the Gemara, it says like this, that what was Hashem's response to the Malkei Shares? That Hashem said like this. The Pasuk says, Yechal to v'savat v'yaratas Hashem o'kecha. Dehei medaktikim al atzman ad kazayas ad kebeya. Okay? The question is, why does it have to say the language they were medaktik al atzman, on themselves? Just they were the medaktik and the ad kazayas ad kebeya. Why does it add the words al atzman, upon themselves? So he says like this. There's a difference between myself and someone who is an ani, someone who is poor, right? So the truth is, even though the pasuk says yachalta v'savata, we know that a person could eat a kazayas and a kebaya and already bench, right? So the question is that when it comes to my chiyum of benching, they were medaktik al atzman ad kazayas v'ad kebaya, which means they only ate a kazayas and a kebaya, and that was enough. Right. That was sufficient. But when it came to others, it's only al atzman. But when it was others, when it came to the poor, in which the pasuk says, that they have to be satisfied. Someone who's poor, a kazayas and a kebaya may not do it. They may need many zaysim to be filled. And therefore, the greatness is really not the berachas hamazon at all. But the berachas hamazon that we were meticulous al atzman, that for us we ate a kazayas. But for the poor person, we gave them more. So the greatness is that they showed more care about another person than they even cared about themselves. And therefore, if they show a lack of self, then Hashem looks at such a person graciously. So that's another explanation. All right, let's move on. Let's see the next Mishnah.
Yeah, I see.
Hashem is annoying us. We want to take aside ourselves. We don't want to have a bracha on Tova. Well, see, Hashem, 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 Shav. It's the same word. Okay. Very good. Okay. Now we're going to get into the end of the third parak, which is a few blocks, goes only a lot. Discusses different areas of halacha, of tum and tahara, specifically a person who is a balkari. So the Mishnah discusses this as follows. A balkari, an individual who has a seminal emission, maharher belibo, veinim avarech lo lefanev lo achareha. So this Mishnah, as we're going to see, is going to distinguish, make a distinction between deraisa mitzvos and derabbanan mitzvos. How do we see that? So if you're a balkari, and which means you did not yet immerse yourself into a mikveh, which you're supposed to do, as we'll see in Rashi in a second. So in the meantime, the harer belibo, you can at least think. You can
this
think.
Is like Shema.
What?
Talking about mitzvos like saying Kriya Shema.
Yeah, you're allowed to think the Shema. The Eino Mevarech Lo Lefanev Lo Acharehu. But you should not even think the brachos before the Shema or afterwards. Okay, so why? Because Kriya Shema is deraisa. The brachos are the Ahamazayin, which is Birchas on food. I'm just trying to say on food. Mevarech La'acharav. The Eino Mevarech Lefanev. So you should say the bracha afterwards, and as at least in your mind, Mahar Herbalibo, because Berachas Hamazon, Shtei Pasuk, V'Yachalta V'Savata, is Deraisa. V'Ena Mavarach Lefana, because that's a Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says Mavarach Lefnei Macharein. You can say the brachos can be done before and afterwards. Apparently he doesn't care if it's Deraisa or Rabbanon. You can have Mahar Herbalibo. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bal Kari Mitakanas Ezra of Eilat from the time of Ezra and on, Shatikan Tfil of Balikarian, Blaasik Matira. If a person is a Balkari, you're not allowed to learn Torah until they go to the mikvah. Kidamrin Babakama Parak Maruba. Parak Maruba discusses the various Takanos that were instituted by Ezra, including having Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday, and things of that nature. So this was one of the kanos of Ezra that's mentioned over there in Perek Meruba. That's only if a person is a Balkari, but even if you're not a Balkari, there's an Indian to go to the mikvah to prepare yourself mentally to go to before you daven. But lav dafka, because the person is a Balkari. It's at the minute some people go Erev Shabbos, whatever. Some people go every day. Right. So, yeah, a lot of people go to the beach too. I saw it this morning. But maybe not for a mikvah. Kriyas Shema Belibo Mishagiyas Man HaMikvah. So, what does he say? Rashi says, when it's the time of Mikra Megillah, Mikra Kriyas Shema, thank you, at that time, you should at least have Mahar Belibo, you should think. Ve'enim Avarach HaFil B'Hirhor. You shouldn't say a bracha, the brachos, even thinking it. You're never allowed to say it, even when it comes to a deraisa. But thinking is allowed. The rabbanon, you can't even think. Continues in Rashi, lo lefaneha v'lo liachareha, the brachos, kivan, the brachos, lav midaraisa. Since the brachos before and after the Shema are not midaraisa, lo itzachu rabbanon. The rabbanon do not require you to say them, to, or even to think them, rather. It's interesting, one of the itzruchu, it's almost, it should be really that you're not allowed to, but they didn't require you to. Okay, well, that's an interesting Rashi. The al-hamazayin mevarach ha-charav, the chiyuv ha-deraisa hu, benching is deraisa. The mevarach ha-fana, abdolav deraisa hu. So Rashi is clear, we're distinguishing between the rabbanans and the deraisa. Yehuda oimer, Rabbi Yehuda, which concluded our Mishnah, said Mevarach lifneim l'achareihem, that the brachos can be said, the one can be thought before and afterwards. We don't really know why. The Gemara is going to explain the reasons of Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll get to, not today. Let's move on to the Gemara. Okay. Amar Ravina, the Tosis is over here, and a couple technical things which we're not going to need to see. Amar Ravina, Zosomeris. We can learn out from here a very important concept. Hirhor kedibur dami. That one's thoughts,
mashava kamasa,
something like that. Yeah, not even a maisa. Maisa is stronger than a dibur, but at least it's a dibur.
Right.
Why would we say hirhor kedibur? That thinking, hirhor kedibur dami. Because if you think lav kedibur dami, that hirhor is lav kedibur dami, that your thoughts are not a equivalent to speech, then lama maharher. What's the whole point of
time for?
Yeah, why are we making, why are we wasting this guy's time? Makes no sense. Elamai. It must be hirhor kedibur dami. It must be the only reason why we're requiring this person to think the Shema, to think the benching, must be because it has some purpose. So the question is what? So if it's true, then here is kedibur dami. That it's the same thing.
So why do we have to say it? We've said b'shma, you have to say the words. You have to be able to hear it when you're hearing it.
Oh, that's also true, because it says Shema, right?
Shema, right. You're supposed to hear it.
The Gemara over here asks a different question. That if here is kedibur, if it's the exact same thing, maybe Shema is not a good question, because you're right, because Shema, you have to hear it. But let's say benching. If it's true that here kedibur dami, then you have some svasim. Let the guy, let him say it out of his mouth.
Right.
If it's the same thing, then why are we requiring him to only have hearers?
Right.
Doesn't make any sense. If it's the same, then let him say it. So the Gemara answers Kidashkachan Basinai, like we find in our Sinai. We'll explain that in a second, Kidashkachan Basinai. But at least what the Gemara is gonna say is that really it's true that Hihor is Kidibur Dami. It's the same, but we don't want this person to speak the words. We don't want the Baal Keri to actually say the words. So let's look in Rashi. What does it mean, Kidashkachan Basinai? Rashi says, Shavrishim Isha, that when it came to the time of Har Sinai in which we separated from our spouses, the Ksiv, Al Tikshal Isha, Val Prisha Zu Samach Ezra Lasakin Tfilo Baal Keri. And based on this idea, is we separated from our spouses in order to be properly pure for Torah, for being able to be mekabel Torah, to learn Torah. And therefore, Ezra was able to glean from that pasuk that also when it comes to a person who is a Baal Keri, is someone that's not really roy for Dibur Torah, because that's why otherwise the Torah would never require us to separate. Right? Therefore, now Prishazu Samach Ezra Sakin Tvila Bali Kari, Kodem Shiasku Batari Diksiv, the Pasik says, Vadatum Abanecha, that you should teach the Torah to your children, but Samachla Yom Asher Hamatul Fashem Bakhare. So this juxtaposition of Sukkim teaches us the connection between learning Torah and Kabbalah Satar and Harsina. Kidamrinam Lakaman Bapirkin. So therefore, Kidashkachan Basinai, just like when it came to Harsinai, we were cautious that we didn't allow ourselves to be engaged in Torah study and talking Torah and learning Torah and saying Torah in the event that we would have been Tamei. Therefore, we were required to separate ourselves so that we wouldn't reach that potential state of Tumah. so that we would be able to only learn Torah with the Hira. Therefore, Ezra also required that as well. Continues the Gemara. Rav Chisda Omer, Hior Lav Kedibur Dami. Rav Chisda says the opposite. We can derive from our Mishnah the opposite idea, that Hior is Lav Kedibur Dami. That the fact that you think it, it's not equivalent to one saying it. How do we see this? Because if, in fact, you would want to tell me that what one's thoughts are exactly the same thing as speaking, then how come the Mishnah says that all you're allowed to do is mahar herbalibo? Yosef Esmasa, you should be able to say it. Elamai, what do we see from the fact that the Mishnah is particular in Machbid, that you should not say the words, you should only think it, must be that there's a difference between thinking and saying. Elamai, here allow kadibadami. So the Gemara says, okay. If that's true, if Hior is not the same thing as Dibor, then Lama Mahar here. What's the whole point? Why are we driving this guy crazy?
Because B'diyevit, it's going to be okay, but L'chadchila, it shouldn't be
okay. If B'diyevit is okay, then that's here at Kedibur Dami, maybe. I don't know.
No, but I mean, you should be saying, you know, you really should say it, but since you can't, in a case like this, B'diyevit, you'll be Yotze, you just have Mahashoba.
Could be. This whole idea of here Kedibur Dami is a lot to discuss. But let's just see this next line. I'm going to ask Akash, and then we will. Well, we can go a couple more lines. I want to get to the two dots. Then we'll maybe next week talk about here Kedibur Dami. Amar Belezer. So Belezer says Kedeshle Kol Oilam Oskim Bo Bhu Yoshev Ubatel. The truth is that Dibor is not the same as Hihor. And according to this, it sounds like Hihor is ineffective. It's nothing. But the reality is, we don't want you to be sitting here while everyone is learning, everyone else is davening, everyone's saying the Shema, everyone else is benching, and here you are just sitting and doing nothing. So at least you should be able to preoccupy your time with thinking the words, what everyone else is saying, even though the truth is it may not necessarily be so effective. So one of the kashas that the Mefarshim asked, which we'll talk about more next week, because I want to get to the next two dots, is the Inyan about Sfiras Omer. We talked about Sfiras Omer. Now we know that in order to be able to count with a bracha, it's necessary that you did not already say the day. Once you've already said the day, you're Yotzei, and that's it. You're Yotzei Zayin, so you can't count with a bracha. Of course, next day you can count with a bracha. So the kasha is, what if we paskin here or Kedibur Dami? Here or Kedibur Dami means that whatever you think is as though you said it. So the kasha is that before I count with a count,
right, you have to think
Omer,
what night,
I think what night is it? So the second I think what night it is, isn't that it? How can I count with a bracha? Here or Kedibur Dami. So that's a kasha that we'll talk more about next week. But it's a cute kasha. Obviously, it's not a real kasha because if you understand what Sfiras Omer is about and the kavana that you have the kavana you want to be yotzei, that's certainly part of it as well. But it certainly is a worthwhile question to present by Sfiras Omer. If here Kedibur Dami, how could we ever count the bracha? Let's continue. Amar Rav Elazar, so we saw that last line of the Gemara. Venigras Bepirka Achrinus. The question is, so why don't we have him learn something else? Right? Instead of him, let's have him do something else. So Amar Rav Adabarava, Bedavar Shasibar Oskinbo. We'd rather him not be Persian at Sibar. We'd rather him do something in which the rest of the tzibur is doing. I think we'll stop here. Hananim nachas rotsi kodesh baruch, zanam yorom yam kamet tishnamar, adonai chafetz amasin shor yadil tzorav yadir.